BC housing starts rebounded in February after a weak January. On a seasonally adjusted and annualized basis, starts rose to 44,437 last month. This marks a 53.5% monthly increase and is slightly above the average of the last 6 months. Multifamily starts increased 64.7% to 39,852, while single-family starts decreased 3.7% to 4,585 units. Activity in BC drove the national gain of 15%. Among BC's seven largest urban areas, five reported higher housing starts in February. Vancouver bounced back with a 79.4% increase to a seasonally adjusted, annualized rate of 32,846. This is similar to the monthly average seen last year. Victoria had a 47.9% increase to 3,319 housing starts. Despite the increase, it is well below last year's monthly average of around 5,000 units. Kelowna saw 4,218 housing starts, well ahead of the area's 2023 monthly average of 2,950 starts. In a year-over-year comparison, unadjusted housing starts in BC increased by 30%, up from 2,787 in February 2023 to 3,620 in February 2024. The number of single-family home construction starts decreased, with only 306 units started this February compared to 375 units last February, an 18% decline. This is likely because developers still expect the higher end of housing markets to lag, despite the anticipation of lower interest rates. Meanwhile, multifamily unit construction starts increased, up from 2,412 units in February 2023 to 3,314 units in February 2024, representing a 37% increase. January manufacturing sales in BC reported a sharp decline of 5.1% when compared to December, a pause to the growth momentum seen since September 2023. On a seasonally adjusted basis, the dollar amount of sales in January was $5.32 billion, down from December's $5.61 billion in sales. Monthly sales in non-durable goods industries fell 1.9%, and sales among durable goods industries declined 7.8%. On a year-over-year basis, BC manufacturing sales were 3.7% below where they were in January 2023. Within the durable goods industries, monthly declines were seen across most categories, except electrical equipment, appliance and component manufacturing, which saw a decrease of 14.9%, and furniture manufacturing, which saw a decline of 1.9%. Following December's large decline in manufacturing sales, wood product manufacturing in BC reported a 7.7% decrease in January. Primary metal product manufacturing experienced a decline of 5.9%, fabricated metal product manufacturing saw a significant decrease of 21.2% and transportation equipment manufacturing decreased by 3.9%. On a yearly basis, both durable goods, down 4.4%, and non-durable goods, down 3%, posted lower manufacturing sales this January. Within the Vancouver metro area, manufacturing sales dropped 1.8% for the month of January, with durable goods industries down 2.6% and non-durable goods industries down 1.1%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.